Hello everyone, welcome to Morning English, this is Cecilia.
Hey guys, 欢迎大家收听早安英文 this is January.
节目开始之前先说一个小福利，每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
没错，这些奖品呢都是我们老师为大家精心所挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的学习材料，而且是你花钱都很难买到的哦。所以坚持读完一本原版书、杂志，或者是用好我们的早安周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
January 一眨眼已经到2022年了啊，现在进入到新的一年了，你有没有看什么电影啊？
Yes, of course. My first movie in 2022 was Disney's Encanto. 在2022年看的第一部电影呢，就是迪士尼的动画片《魔法满屋》。片名 Encanto 就是西班牙语 charm, 魔法的意思。
So what's it about?
Well, in the film, Mirabel is the only member of her family without a magical gift. When she learns the magic is in danger of disappearing, she sets out to find out what is happening to save both her family and her home.
I see. Gift 这个单词呢，除了我们比较熟知的礼物的意思，在这里呢表示天赋，相当于 talent。所以呢，这部电影讲述的就是一个人人都有魔法天赋的大家庭里面，唯一的一个普通少女米拉贝却成为了拯救魔法危机的最后的希望。
Right.
So how did you like it, Jen?
Well, I think the story plot was a bit weak, but I absolutely loved the original songs from it. After all, they were all written by the genius Lin-Manuel Miranda, the creator of Hamilton.
Of course, I know you're gonna say that.
So, what about you? What movies have you seen in 2022 so far?
我最近看的一部电影呢，就是国产电影《爱情神话》，讲的是一群中年人谈恋爱的故事。真的，我觉得还是挺好看的。
So, what's your most unforgettable scene from it? 在电影里面，你觉得最难忘的情节是什么呢？
嗯，就是电影里面的一个名场面。最后的晚餐中，众人倾听老巫的爱情往事，说他与索菲亚·罗兰的爱情是一辈子只见过一次的爱情。他走了之后，他的罗马便坍塌了。
哎，听起来还挺刻骨铭心的。
嗯，毕竟是一生的思念与遗憾嘛。
不过刚刚提到这个索菲亚·罗兰这个名字还挺耳熟的，是谁呀？
嗯，他其实是一个真正的大明星啊，欧洲国宝级演员。Hey, how about we talk about her in today's podcast?
Sure, 那在今天的节目当中呢，我们就来聊一聊这位意大利女演员 Sophia Loren。
我们今天的所有内容都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Cici, 那你相信电影当中老巫和索菲亚的故事是真实存在的吗？
I have no idea. 这个故事的真实性其实是一个谜。不过呢，索菲亚·罗兰的经历确实还是蛮坎坷的。
What happened?
Well, born to an unwed mother, she had a difficult childhood.
Wed 这个单词呢，我们知道是结婚的意思，在前面加上否定词缀 unwed 就是表示未婚的。
对，所以索菲亚的妈妈当时生她的时候还没有结婚。
So she was an illegitimate child.
Legitimate 是正当的、合法的意思。那前面加上否定词缀 illegitimate 就表示不法的意思了。那 illegitimate child 也就表示是私生子 ，a child born outside marriage。索菲亚·罗兰出身为私生女，在当时的那个年代的意大利，因为未婚生子是天主教会最严重的罪孽，所以遭到人们的唾弃和侮辱。
Yeah, and she was subject to extreme poverty for the first 15 years of her life.
Poverty 就是贫困的意思。当时他们家里是极度贫困 ,extreme poverty, 所以童年时期的索菲亚·罗兰过得十分的凄惨。
但是在她15岁的时候呢，命运发生了转机。
Yeah, her fortune changed at the age of 15 when she was spotted by a producer and a beauty pageant.
对 ,pageant 这个单词就是盛会的意思。Beauty pageant 就是表示选美比赛，相当于 beauty contest。我们要注意 pageant 这个单词的发音，它的第一个音节的字母 a 并不发 a 的这个音，所以不要读成了 pageant。而正确的发音呢，应该是发梅花音 a 的音，读成 pageant。
Yes, this beauty pageant changed her life for sure. There she met the love of her life, Carlo Ponti, a producer. 卡洛认为索菲亚是个当演员的好苗子，决定大力培养她。
Yeah, he took an interest in her training. He taught her manners, got rid of her accent, made her read books about art, and insisted she learns English.
他当时动用了自己的一切资源和力量，将她带进了演艺圈。
Right, and soon a strong feeling swallowed the both of them, despite their 22-year age difference.
他们两个人虽然有22岁的年龄差，但是却在合作中产生了感情，而且这段感情也遭受了很多的考验。
Yeah, by then, Carlo Ponte was already married and had 2 children.
是的，当时卡罗已经有家室了，而且还有两个孩子。虽然说婚姻早已名存实亡，但是当时的意大利不允许离婚，即使妻子同意，他也没有办法解除婚约。
So what did they do about it?
They went to Mexico in 1957, where Ponte divorced his wife and married Lauren. And it seemed like they should have been happy, but in Italy, their marriage wasn't recognized as legal.
所以他们当时就选择远赴墨西哥缔结婚约，但是呢，这个婚约却不被意大利所承认。
是的，卡洛甚至被判定为重婚罪，两个人一旦入境就会被立即逮捕。
But still, they didn't want to follow the rules of the society and end their relationship. So they left the country and lived in exile for many years.
Exile 这个单词就表示背井离乡、流放、流亡的意思，一般跟介词 in 连用。 To be in exile means to be forced away from one's home and unable to return.
对，所以为了爱情，他们从此成为流亡者，不能够再回到祖国。
对，不过经历了重重波折之后呢，两个人终于加入了法国国籍，成为了合法夫妻。
Yeah, and together they withstood all the blows of fate.
Blow of fate 就是命运的打击，他们从此在一起坚定地经受住了命运的重重打击。
Yeah, they were happy, they loved each other, and they stayed together for half a century, until the very moment when Carlo Ponte died.
卡洛去世之后，索菲亚·罗兰就再也没有结婚了。
对，所以从这个角度看，索菲亚·罗兰其实还是蛮专情的。
是的，而且她在表演方面的成就也不容忽视啊，她也是最早一批走进中国观众视野的国际明星。
Yeah, she was named by the American Film Institute as one of the greatest female stars of classical Hollywood cinema. 她在1999年的时候呢，被美国电影学会评为百年来最伟大的女演员之一。
是的，从家境贫寒到全世界最具影响力的女演员，她的故事依旧激励着无数的追梦人。
那今天的节目呢，我们就到这里了。最后呢，再提醒一下大家，我们今天所有的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So thank you so much for listening. This is Cecilia.
This is Jen. See you next time. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。